You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Security Council has met to discuss the suspension by Russia of grain exports through the Black Sea. Russia accused Ukraine of a drone strike against its Black Sea fleet off the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula. Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, repeated those allegations before the Security Council.
On Saturday, the 29th of October, at about 4 a.m., the armed forces of Ukraine, under the cover of the humanitarian Green Corridor, which was created within the framework of the Black Sea Initiative, conducted massive aviation and sea strikes on the vessels and infrastructure of the Black Sea of Russia and Sevastopol. This act by Kiev is a gross violation of the Istanbul Agreements of 22nd of July, and basically ends its humanitarian dimension.
Ukraine has denied the attack, saying Russia mishandled its own weapons, but Moscow still announced it was retaliating by suspending its participation in a UN and Turkey brokered deal to allow safe passage of ships carrying grain from Ukraine. The UN's top humanitarian coordinator, Martin Griffiths, says stabilizing the situation is critically important to fend off a global food shortage.
That we hope and expect all member states to work to support the implementation of the Memorandum of Understanding between the United Nations and the Russian Federation, also signed on the 22nd of July, to ensure their own food and fertilizer exports can expeditiously reach global markets. Because if we can't get more fertilizer out, we face even worse shortages next year.
United Nations official Ned Price is calling on Russia to return to the initiative.
We deeply regret Russia's decision to suspend its participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which is having immediate harmful impacts on global food security. Russia should return to full participation in the initiative, and we urge all parties to swiftly agree to sustain this crucial program through the months to come. Any disruption to the initiative risks spiking food prices, lowering the confidence of insurers and commercial shippers who have returned to Black Sea routes, and further imposing hardships on lower-income countries already reeling from dire humanitarian crises and global food insecurity.
Mr. Price says Russia is using food as a weapon.
The initiative helped decrease global prices of grains and oils and reduce food insecurity in lower- and middle-income countries. Russia is again weaponizing food in the war that it started. The most effective step to address the ongoing food security crisis would be for Russia to immediately return to the arrangement and to end its war against Ukraine.
United Nations Ambassador for Ukraine, Sergei Kislystia, says negotiations with Russia were already underway.
Representatives of the UN and Turkey are negotiating with the Russian delegation and continue to look for solutions for the full implementation of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. According to the proposal of the Joint Coordination Center, representatives of the UN and Turkey envisage the work of 10 inspection groups to check 40 ships. Such a proposal was accepted by the representatives of Ukraine. Representatives of the Russian Federation were informed. Thus, 12 ships with 354,500 tons of agricultural products left Odessa, Chernomorsk, and Pivdenny Sea ports today for the needs of Africa, Asia, and Europe.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with the Czech Republic Prime Minister Petr Fiala in Kyiv. The two leaders signed a joint declaration on Ukraine's Euro-Atlantic perspective following their meeting. Mr. Fiala's visit to Kyiv is the latest show of European leaders' support for Ukraine and came just after a massive barrage of Russian cruise missile and drone strikes hit critical infrastructure in Kyiv, Kharkiv, and other Ukrainian cities on Monday morning. United Kingdom Foreign Secretary James Cleverly says Russia is intentionally shelling Ukraine's critical infrastructure.
This morning, Russian missiles again struck Kyiv and other cities, destroying critical national infrastructure and depriving Ukrainians of water and electricity. Earlier today, I spoke to our ambassador in Kyiv, and I heard again of the extraordinary resilience of Ukraine's people in the face of Russian aggression.
President Vladimir Putin says the strikes targeting Ukraine's infrastructure were part of a response to Russia's Black Sea fleet being attacked. He also confirmed that Russia is not withdrawing from the Black Sea Initiative, claiming it is just suspending its involvement. This comes as Norway puts its military on a raised level of alert as it sharpens security in response to the war in Ukraine. Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Gahr Støre, says his country, like all of Europe, is facing a severe security situation.
Good afternoon, all. We have invited you to this news conference because from tomorrow our military will raise to the level of alert in Norway. The Russian attack on Ukraine has led to the most severe security situation in Europe in several decades.
But he says there is no current direct threat to Norway.
We have today no reason to believe that Russia wants to involve Norway or any other country in direct warfare, but the war in Ukraine makes it necessary for all NATO member countries to be more alert. Threats can hit us in and around the country, on the seas, in the sky, or the internet. That demands that we sharpen our preparedness in our country.
Det krever at vi skjerper beredskapen I landet vårt.
Norway is now the biggest exporter of natural gas to the European Union, accounting for around a quarter of all EU imports after a drop in Russian flows. Defense Minister of Norway, Werner Gram, says raising the alert level reduces the risk of sabotage, a real concern after the Nord Stream pipeline was damaged.
A good overview and presence in our waters is central, and the protection of oil and gas installations in the North Sea has a high priority. The military's presence and patrols reduce the risk of sabotage against our oil fields.
Norway's armed forces will now spend less time training and more time on operational duties. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.